Privileged to speak to Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman here in Cape Town ahead of the disaster conference in partnership with the Stellenbosch University next week. Now, this conference will focus on how to deal with disasters, but let's get stuck right in with Dr. Suleiman. Doctor, thank you so much for your time. We know you're very busy. What is this conference about?
This conference will teach you the A to Z of disaster intervention from the time, for example, an earthquake strikes, the call comes, how you prepare, how you arrange, the type of teams you take, the type of temperament, the logistics, getting to area, the risk, the diplomacy, the type of equipment required, the type of interventions, the type of procedures, how you adapt. There's no machines, there's no equipment, there's broken hospitals, how you deal with the trauma and the stress of the people, how you get moving to save lives. It's a total combination. It's not a theoretical conference. It's not about academic learning, about something from a textbook. Every presenter is a gift of the giver's presenter. Every presenter has been on a disaster. The panel, those that don't speak, will augment what those who have spoken have missed out something. It's years of experience brought together. Thank you to Stellenbosch University. It's given us an opportunity to synthesize everything that we've done over the years, and we give the public an opportunity to see what it's all about. It's not a medical conference. It has disciplines of medicine involved. Sorry, it has search and rescue, canines, trauma counseling, logistics, and every aspect, communication systems, networks, diplomacy, every aspect of what's required, in an international conference.
Why do you think a conference like this is necessary?
It's important that the world knows that South Africa has the capability to involve and intervene in any type of disaster. When we were in Hatay, Turkey is the city in Turkey that was totally flattened. We had 12 different countries there. They were amazed at the skill of South Africans. We were the only team that was not sent by government. Every other team there came from a government. And in fact, they said they want us to be part of them in any other disaster. They were impressed. And we want to pass those skills on to show the country that we have the skills, and not only the country, the continent, to say that as Africans, we can do this. And the other point on that is, when you travel overseas and you tell them you're from Africa, the first question they ask you is, what did you come to fetch? You guys have the begging bowl. You always want things for free. What can you guys do? And we want to encourage our people to say we have the skill and we can make a difference.
And actually, we've heard also from Dr. Chu saying that South African surgeons, our medical teams, are actually very, very highly skilled and can work under any conditions.
Yes, they've seen that in all parts of the world. You know, we have the experience. We've got a disaster type of situation in our hospitals, you know, and our guys who come from first world countries come to very, you know, organized type of medicine, equipment, technology. That doesn't happen in a disaster zone. And even if you have the technology in the disaster zone, it's totally destroyed in a major earthquake or a war. And you're left to your own personal devices, your acumen, your inner skill, your gut feel, and you have to do that kind of intervention. For example, at one of the disasters, we asked for an orthopedic drill, and the guy brings a Black & Decker, which you use for DIY. And our orthopedic surgeon said, yes, we can use it. And this conference will teach you how we adapt, how we modify, how we change rules to save lives. It's about saving lives under any circumstances.
We've heard earlier there was a question asked that everybody knows by now that if there's a crisis in the country, gift of the givers will be there. And it seems that government works in silos. Where do you find there's a disconnect? Why don't we see that the kind of response that you bring from our government institutions?
I've addressed that with government directly. And I said, you guys don't have a coordinated system. There's, unfortunately, the government is too fragmented. Who is involved? Who is in charge? Is it national COGTA? Is it provincial COGTA? Is it disaster management, which is a separate body altogether? Is it disaster management in the municipality? Is it the municipality? Is it K9? Is it a defense force? Is it, you know, some other teams within different parts of the country? And that was glaring in the KZN floods. There was no clear chain of command. Who's in charge? You need one guy at the top, says police, military, disaster management, teams from the rest of the country to come, search and rescue, we need you, from Gauteng, Limpopo, come KZN needs you. They don't have that kind of system. That's the first problem. The second problem is we need alternative communication systems. In disasters like this, cell phone networks go, and you need two-way radios. Nobody had that. We've had so many disasters in the last few years. There's no backup supplies in terms of mattresses, tents, blankets, food parcels, nothing. All those systems need to be addressed to be more coherent But more than that, you need one central chain of command. That's the only way you're going to fix responding to disasters in a very efficient manner.
So what do you hope those who attend your conference will take away?
We're hoping they learn how we operate, but many of them do know how we operate because they are the ones that call us in the first place to get to the different areas. But the fact that municipalities have called, provincial disasters have called, they want to send delegates. Again, they want to know their budgets are available, you know, within the departments to send them.